Am I in the air?
Do I have everybody's attention now? Do I have everybody's attention now?
Don, I got you.
Don, I do I have everybody's Sunday attention night. Now?
You put them cameras on me, then you must be willing to get that heart touched. This a must-see feeling. The news ain't good, then it must be villain. So I say a tag grounded, I don't trust these ceilings. Spread across your nose, and I'm on your air. Highest necks on the cloud, am I in the air? Sunday night's prime time, I flex my better. Voltron transform to DX Don, mega and off-scene. You probably think I'm nice, cause I flow like a stream to your wireless device. And the smoke full of steam on any given night, I'll short like a piece of any given slice. And for the latest and what is best about, I tune in and tune the rest out, Don. You gotta tell them, am I in the clear? Is this thing gone? Am I on the air? On the air?
Before time began, there was Don Mega. He had a podcast named Am I on the Air? And you came weekly to get caught up with all the latest and the greatest when it came to entertainment news in television, movies, and reviews. Ladies and gentlemen, here is that man. This is Optimus Prime, and I thank you. What is going down, everybody? You know we got to get silly from time to time. That's how we just keep things lively and up and running around here. My name is Don Mega. I am your host. This is Am I on the Air? This is where you get caught up with all the latest and the greatest when it comes to entertainment news. And I thank Optimus Prime for his great introduction here tonight, because it is season 26. It's episode 22. And tonight's show is titled Unite or Fall. We're going to be breaking down the news from June 7th through today, June 13th. Okay, getting you all caught up. We're going to have non-spoiler movie reviews. For those of you looking for some spoilers, we're trying to work it out, y'all. We're trying. We discussed, the guys and me, we discussed today about maybe doing a big combo edition of Am I Still in the Air, reviewing Across the Spider-Verse and Transformers in spoiler territory. But once again, it is a scheduling thing. We're trying to figure it out. Stay posted. Keep an eye on the social media. We'll let you know when we get there. But yeah, I got three movie reviews for you guys. No new television shows tonight because I'm trying really hard to finish shows that I have started before I start moving on to new stuff. Because I'm in the middle of a dozen shows right now. And I'm like, you know what? As much as I really want to start new stuff, I really need to finish some stuff that I got going. So nothing new this week, but I do have three movie reviews, and then of course we'll take you through the news of the week. Okay, so let's jump right on in and start with the Transformers. That's right, Transformers Rise of the Beast, the new number one movie across the world. I've been waiting for this one with bated breath. I am a massive Transformers fan. Was a Transformers fan growing up. And then Michael Bay, I don't care what any of y'all say, I love Michael Bay as a director. I think he makes some incredible action movies. And back in 2007, he gave us our first live action peek at the Transformers, and it was pretty damn incredible. He went on to make five films, then stepped away. Then we got the Bumblebee movie, which took place in the 80s. And then we're going to fast forward to 1994, and bring us here to Transformers Rise of the Beast, basically a direct sequel to Bumblebee, even though it doesn't really reference much that happened in Bumblebee, but it is technically a sequel to Bumblebee as we start to, you know, unite the Autobots once again. But this time we got Maximals, right? The robotic animals that are just like Transformers, but instead of cars, they're animals. And then we got Unicron trying to come over and take over the Earth. Of course, for those of you that are old school fans of Transformers, you know Unicron. And you got the Terracons that he sends down to try to take out the Transformers. This one here, from the human side, has Anthony Ramos coming in playing Noah Diaz, and he was excellent, man. Noah, Is a great character. Anthony Ramos, an awesome actor. You got Dominique Fishback coming in here playing a character. And we got, of course, some great voices in this thing. Peter Cullen back as Optimus Prime. Ron Perlman as Optimus Primal. Peter Dinklage as Scourge. Michelle Yeoh as Air Razor. And then you got Pete Davidson coming in as Mirage. And Mirage really stealing the show in this movie right here, man. You know, Bumblebee has always kind of been that center figure, right? In the original three Michael Bay films, it was Bumblebee and Sam Witwicky, right? With Shia LaBeouf's character. That was the through line. And then Bumblebee always stayed a major character, even into 4 and 5, and then got his own movie. And then in this one, he gets a little sidelined because we bring Mirage to the forefront. And what a character Mirage is. And shout out to Pete Davidson for just killing it with the voice work on this one, man. I thought he was hilarious. And it really brought a really fun level to this movie. And overall, guys, I gotta say, this movie's amazing. I really had a blast with this one. And this was a big kind of turning of events for my daughter. Because my daughter's starting to really kind of get into action movies, right? She's always loved the Marvel movies and the DC movies and stuff like that. But she's, you know, she's starting to get into more and more action stuff as she gets older. And she liked Bumblebee, and I took her to see Bumblebee in the theater when it came out, but she was really young when Bumblebee came out, so she doesn't remember a lot of it. And we did rewatch it about a year or two ago, and I think she's already kind of forgotten a lot of it. But she was intrigued with this one because she was like, as much as I like Bumblebee, I want to see more of the Transformers, right? She didn't want just a solo movie, and that's what this movie gave her. And you know, about halfway through the movie, she looked at me and she was like, this is awesome. And especially in the big fight scene, she was so giddy about it. And she was like, oh, I love it so much. And when we left the theater, she was like, that's one of my favorite movies ever. I loved it. So it made me really, really happy. And then that is starting me to take her through the journey of the Michael Bay films. So when we got home that weekend, we watched the first Transformers movie. So we're one down, we still got four more to go, but I'm glad to see that she's interested in the franchise. She's interested in knowing more about the robots and the story, you know, just trying to explain to a 9-year-old how those movies take place in the 2000s and then Bumblebee's in the 80s and this movie's in the 90s gets a little confusing for a kid, but I think she's starting to kind of grasp it. But I really, really dug that she really enjoyed this movie a lot, because I wasn't sure how she'd take away from this one. For me, as a massive Transformers fan, and I love all the Michael Bay movies, you know, the fifth one, Last Night, is my least favorite. I did feel it was a big step down, but I love the first four. I do, very much so, unapologetically. And I love Bumblebee as well, too. So I was very excited about this one. And Rise of the Beast is excellent, man. This is directed by Stephen Caple Jr., who did Creed 2. So this is his follow-up movie there. Excuse me. And I just thought the movie had a lot of heart. I thought it had great humor. The action is incredible. It really has everything you want in this movie. The action scenes are outstanding. You can really see what's going on. You know what characters what. They all have different unique skills, voices. I loved everything, man. The Maximals are fantastic. You know, Optimus, it's cool to see his journey from, you know, where he is in other movies to where he's at in this one and kind of the start of his evolution. Bumblebee, of course, but like I said, Mirage just killing it. And you like the humans in this movie. You really do. And that's always been kind of a downplay in some of the other movies for some of the other people. So at the end of the day, man, I just had a blast with this one. And that's what I go to the theater for. So I give Transformers Rise of the Beast 5 out of 5. Big time. If you're a Transformers fan, I don't see you walking out of this one feeling disappointed. If you don't like the other Transformers movies, we'll see how you feel about this one. You know, like, I think this movie, what's great about it is I feel it's a great mix of the Michael Bay movies and the Bumblebee movie. Like, it falls right in the middle, right? I love the big action that the Michael Bay movies brought, and I love the heart and the levity that the Bumblebee movie brought. Rise of the Beast falls kind of right in the middle, right? Like, I always said with Bumblebee, I would have liked it more if there was more action, because Bumblebee comes off very kiddie at times. Rise of the Beast falls in that good middle scale where it's not as kiddie, But I can see why, like, my daughter likes it or why kids would really like it. But it also has great action for the adults, right? So I feel like Rise of the Beast doesn't go so far adult and so far extreme action like the Michael Bay movies, but not so far to the other way to be kiddie like Bumblebee. So it fits a perfect fold right in the middle. So loved Rise of the Beast. Highly recommend you check it out. I saw it in IMAX and fell in love with it, man. I can't wait to watch this one again. So Transformers Rise of the Beast, 5 out of 5. My second movie is a streaming movie. And I was excited about this one because I just thought it was such a unique story and I really wanted to see more. And I love the trailer. And that's the new movie Flamin' Hot. This is the true story about Richard Montañez, right? He was a guy who was struggling to find the right job. He wanted to support his family. He gets a job at Frito-Lay and they give him a janitor job. But he starts kind of trying to learn more about the business, learn more about the machines. He starts, you know, he works there for years and then he gets the idea, what if I made these chips spicy? Right. And he works with his family to kind of get the ingredients down and really like create a chip that his people would love and really turning the snack industry upside down and creating the Flamin' Hot phenomenon, you know. And it was a really good story, man. They shoot it in a very comedic aspect. It is a drama at times. But the lead actor here, Jesse Garcia, who plays Richard Montañez, he's fantastic. His delivery is great. There's moments in this that will just kill you in laughter. And it's hard to not root for this guy, you know? And it's just, it's a very, very interesting story about the creation of the Flamin' Hot chips. So it's a simple story, but it's a great story with a lot of heart, a lot of laughs, and I had a great time with it. So Flamin' Hot is streaming on Hulu and on Disney Plus. So whichever one you got, make sure you check out Flamin' Hot. I would give this one 4 out of 5 stars. It was a really, really fun watch. And then my third and final movie that I checked out is a little horror flick that just popped up out of nowhere on Paramount Plus. It's called Margo. And Margo is about a smart home that wants to kill you. That's right. Welcome home is the tagline. As a group of seniors celebrate their final college days at a smart house, the house's highly advanced AI system, Margo, begins to take on a deadly presence of her own. A carefree weekend of partying turns into a dystopian nightmare as they realize Margo's plans to eliminate her tenants one way or the other. Time begins to run out as the group desperately tries to survive and outsmart this smart home. That's right. So yeah, I never heard of this movie. I watched the trailer. I was like, this looks cheesy, but if there's something I'm a sucker for, it's a cheesy little horror movie. And I was like, dude, I gotta check this out, right? A smart home, like a evil Alexa trying to kill everybody. Why not, right? And it starts off with a couple that just gets murdered, and then we kind of fast forward to these kids going to celebrate it like this Airbnb that's all super fancy. It's run by an app, and they meet Margo, and Margo's, hey, I'm here for all your needs, let me know what you like to do. And then just one by one starts chopping them off. Now, this movie's super low budget, so it tries to do some really cool things, and just the effects really don't do it. But overall, man, the kills were pretty graphic. It did some fun stuff. And even though I won't say this is a good movie, and I'm not going to like highly recommend you run out and see it, if you just like cheesy little horror movies, I think you might get a kick out of this one. I would give Margo 2 out of 5 stars. It just falls on the okay scale, but I actually kind of dug it. Like I said, I can't give it 3 stars because I don't think it's good, but I didn't mind spending the time watching this one, man. It was cheesy goodness. So you could check out Margo on Paramount Plus. Like I said, 2 out of 5 stars. So there's my 3 movies of the week. Transformers Rise of the Beast, now in theaters, 5 out of 5 stars. Flamin' Hot, now streaming on Hulu and Disney Plus, 4 out of 5 stars. And then Margo, streaming over on Paramount Plus, 2 out of 5 stars. All right, guys, let's get on over to our box office. Coming in number 10, it's Past Lives. Number 9 is The Machine. Number 8, About My Father. Number 7, Super Mario Brothers Movie. Number 6, Fast X, which, by the way, is hit digital. So you can now watch Fast X. You can rent it or buy it. at home now. So very cool. I can't wait to watch Fast X again. Number 5 is The Boogeyman, which I will actually be seeing tomorrow. So I'll let you guys know how that one turns out. Number 4 is Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. Number 3 is The Little Mermaid. Number 2 was last week's number 1. That's Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse dropping to number 2 to make room for your new number 1, Transformers Rise of the Beast. Coming in there with a nice $60.5 million to make its debut. Transformers, by the way, does have a post-credit scene, or actually a mid-credit scene. There's nothing at the very, very end. And there's a really cool reveal at the end of the movie, so make sure you stick around and check it out, because it's cool. It's cool. All right, there's your box office. So with that out the way, let's switch gears and let's get into our news of the week. Oh, man, I hate to see shows that I like get canceled, and that's what happened here. I Love That For You, which was a comedy that was on Showtime. Showtime has canceled it after just one season, and that really bums me out. This one here was starring Vanessa Bayer from SNL and Molly Shannon, of course, from SNL way back in the day. This show was hilarious. I really, really liked it. Had real big fun with this one. Was waiting to hear it get renewed, and it got canceled. So big, big bummer there. If you've been waiting to see Avatar: The Way of Water, you can now stream it. It is now streaming not only on Disney Plus like you would expect, but it's also streaming on Max. So you can watch it on either or right now. We have the new trailer for Expendables 4. That's right, or the Expendables, the way that the logo is made out. Megan Fox joining this one. You got Dolph Lundgren coming back, Jason Statham, Sylvester Stallone, 50 Cent, Tony Jaa, along with Iko Uwais, are all in this movie. Trailer, I love the Expendables movies, by the way. Expendables 2, amazing. Expendables 1, a lot of fun. Expendables 3, it was okay. This one here, the trailer didn't quite do it for me. It didn't. I'll still watch it because I'm hoping it's good. Hopefully it's just a, you know, blah trailer. But yeah, I expected a little bit more out of this one, but I'll definitely be checking it out. Expendables 4 comes out in September. Ahsoka, a lot of people wondering when the next Star Wars series is going to hit. Ahsoka officially arrives on Disney Plus August 23rd. The Lincoln Lawyer coming back this summer. So a lot of you have been wondering when that's going to be hitting back. Part 1 will be hitting on July 6th and part 2 will be hitting on August 3rd. I want to watch this show. I actually did not get a chance to see season 1. So crazy that season 2 is already here. But a lot of people like this one a lot. We have the trailer for The In-Laws. This movie looks really, really funny. Adam Devine and Pierce Brosnan, along with Nina Dobrev and Ellen Barkin, star in The Outlaws, which premieres on July 7th. Looks really, really funny, and I'm down to check that one out. September 22nd for The Expendables 4, by the way, just if you're looking for that exact date. That's what's coming out then. We have the new trailer for Confidential Informant, which is Mel Gibson's new crime thriller. Jenna Ortega says Wednesday season 2 is going to ditch the love story aspect in favor of going more horror. So I like that one a lot. Mission Impossible 8 production has been delayed due to the writer's strike. I feel like this is a new segment we should have on this show every single week now, as all the productions that have ceased action because of this writer's strike. So they were almost done with Mission Impossible 8, but now it is delayed. We have the trailer for Justice League War World, which previews the new R-rated Justice League movie, so check that out. Good Omens Season 2 trailer has dropped, so a lot of you looking for the first look there for the Prime Video upcoming season, check that. The CW has unveiled its summer schedule, so you can check that out with everything they've acquired, because they've acquired quite a bit of shows, and some big reruns that they're going to be doing this summer, so check out their schedule for the CW there. We have the trailer for The After Party Season 2. I loved The After Party Season 1. Show was hilarious. This is on Apple TV Plus. Season 2 coming out next month in July, and I'm very excited about it. This trailer is great, and I can't wait for The After Party Season 2. Rumor has it that the Flash director Andy Muschietti is the top choice to direct the new Batman movie, The Brave and the Bold. Multiple sources are saying that, even though there's no script and no formal commitment from the filmmaker, they're waiting until the writer's strike kind of ceases, but it sounds like James Gunn is trying to lock him up to do the new Batman movie, and that would be pretty cool, because from everything we're hearing about The Flash, He did a fantastic job, which I'll be seeing The Flash Thursday, by the way, in IMAX. I'm so excited to see The Flash. I'm super, super, super stoked. What I was also super stoked about was I put up a quick tweet after seeing Transformers, and I was very happy to see that Paramount Pictures ended up following me and then retweeting my tweet, which got a lot of traction. So over 23,000 people saw that tweet, and I appreciate the love from Paramount Pictures, my good friends over at Paramount Pictures. So showing that love for Transformers, man, very cool. Bryan Cranston says he's going to be taking an acting break in 2026. That's right. He's going to move to France with his wife and just settle down for a little bit. So very cool there. Mark Ruffalo is going to be returning to HBO for a new limited series from Mare of Easttown creator Brad Inglesby. The series will follow a task force of law enforcement officers and the criminals they're trying to apprehend. There's going to be more Vanderpump drama on the horizon as Hulu has announced a new 10-episode series order for Vanderpump Villa. The Milli Vanilli documentary is coming to light there, and it's going to be called... Man, what did they call this one? You know what? I don't have the name written down in front of me. Sorry. But there is a Milli Vanilli documentary coming out that I hear really, really good things about. So I'm looking forward to it, man. I was a sucker for Milli Vanilli back in the day. So looking forward to seeing some more about it. Zoe Saldana, along with Nicole Kidman and Morgan Freeman, are set to lead a new spy thriller from Yellowstone creator Taylor Sheridan. It's going to be called Special Ops Lioness, and we have the first trailer for it, and it's going to be hitting Paramount Plus in July. We also have the first trailer for the first full trailer for The Witcher Season 3. That's right. Henry Cavill is in this one. It's Season 4 when he goes away. So this is his goodbye season. So The Witcher Season 3 will premiere on June 29th over on Netflix. What We Do in the Shadows Season 5 is going to be coming soon over on FX. Spider-Man 2 Special Editions and Pre-Order are coming soon. This is the video game for the PS5, which looks incredible. We have an article up talking about possible Superman legacy casting, who's testing for Clark and Lois. I'm going to leave this article here just for you to make up your own mind if you want to read it or not. I don't want to spoil anything for, you know, who might be or who might not be. I don't even know how true it is because it's all rumors until James Gunn confirms. So check that out if you're interested. We have the trailer for To Death Do Us Part, which is a new horror revenge movie. Indiana Jones 5 box office projections are down from the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. Uh-oh. If it's not projecting to even do as much as 2008's Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, that is a bad look for Indiana Jones. We have the trailer for Warrior Season 3, which is going to be hitting Max on June 29th. Felicity Jones is set to star in and produce a scripted Formula One drama series called One. We're being told that the Spider-Man Beyond the Spider-Verse, which is the one that comes out next year, will conclude the Miles Morales story. So the trilogy will be wrapped on that one. Catherine Bigelow begins filming her new project, and it'll be her first since 2017's Detroit. No title for her new movie, but glad to see her back behind the camera. We have the trailer for Poor Things, which looks like an SNL sketch. I'm sorry, this trailer sucks. It's Emma Stone's new movie that is like a Frankenstein experiment with William Dafoe, Mark Ruffalo. It literally, I'm telling you guys, I watched the trailer and I was like, this looks like a bad SNL sketch. It looks so horrible. I don't know what they were going for, but it looks bad. Reacher star Alan Ritchson, along with Adam Shankman, are going to be teaming for Amazon's The Man with the Bag. We have all your nominations for the 2023 BET Awards. The CW is given an early renewal to the drama Sullivan's Crossing. An animated Bewitched kids show is coming soon, along with a kids version of Wheel of Fortune. These are in the works over at Sony as they're trying to lure more kids to watch. Let's see here. The Hurt Unit, Judgment, Keeping It Together, and Public Defenders are all new pilots that ABC was doing, and ABC has passed on all of them. That's right. They're not going to take any of them, which is crazy. A lot of people were bitching about sound mixing for Across the Spider-Verse, so it sounds like Sony has fixed it, and they have sent new versions of the movie to movie theaters, fixing those mixing sound issues. So there you go there. Grand Crew has been canceled over at NBC. and so has Young Rock. I'm super pissed about Young Rock. Three seasons. Love this show. Love the humor. Love the vibe, the family vibe. Seeing the Rock story as a kid. Loved Young Rock. So very, very bummed to see that that's been canceled over there at NBC. Damn you, NBC. NBC has, though, ordered a new hospital mockumentary called St. Dennis Medical, which is from the Superstar creator, Justin Spitzer. So I'll be checking this one out. That looks like it could be pretty funny. The Chosen, which is the biblical epic series, is going to air on the CW starting in July. Creed 3 is now streaming on Prime Video, if you've been looking to watch that one. A new Leprechaun movie is in the works over at Lionsgate. So yes, we're going back to that. Well, man, Leprechaun. Ted Lasso spinoff series is being teased by Nick Mohammed. So still no official word on season 4, but yes, they're teasing maybe some spinoffs or spinoffs. We'll have to wait and see. Madam Web producer confirms that the new Marvel movie is not an action piece, but more like a thriller. So that's very interesting there from Madam Web. Hugh Grant is in talks to star in A24's next horror movie, Heretic. Vin Diesel has set the Fast X Part 2 release date, which is going to be April 2nd of 2025. That's right. So we knew it was going to be 2025. We just didn't know when. April 2nd, I think, is a really good date to get that kickoff in the summer. And remember, The Rock's Hobbs movie, which is supposed to take place between Fast X Part 1 and Part 2, is supposedly coming out next summer in 2024. So it gives them time to get that together. So there you go on that. He also praised Jason Momoa because there was a lot of bunk articles that came out saying Vin Diesel's mad at Jason Momoa for the way he acted in the movie, which I completely shot down and said that was bullshit. And that's what Vin Diesel said. He was like, dude, he's the producer on these movies. He wanted his character to stand out. He wanted people to talk about the movie, and he's happy for Jason Momoa and can't wait to work with him again. So I knew it was bullshit. I knew it. Secret Invasion director describes the upcoming MCU series as a 6-hour movie, which gets me super excited. DreamWorks' new Fright Crew has been announced. It's going to be streaming on Hulu and Peacock, which is very interesting there. It's a new animated horror series from DreamWorks Animation. The Ocean's 11 prequel starring Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling starts filming later this month. Mark Ruffalo is joining HBO's new Task Force project. The Legend of Zelda movie is supposedly the next big one coming from Universal Illumination after the success of Super Mario. Obviously, they'd want to move to Legend of Zelda, right? Why not? Ryan Reynolds is going to be teaming with Kenneth Branagh for a new action adventure called Mayday. So Ryan Reynolds always keeping busy. We got your Tony Award winner list, so check that out if you're interested. Walker Independence fails to find a new home after its CW cancellation, so that's officially done. Congratulations to Superman and Lois, which has been renewed. A lot of things getting canceled at the CW, but they decided to pick it up for one more season, and they're going to do a shortened 10-episode season for season 4 over on the CW. So congratulations there to Superman and Lois. In some really sad news, Treat Williams passed away yesterday at the age of 71 in a motorcycle accident. Very, very sad to hear of how that happened. He was 71 years old. Of course, people know him from Everwood. That's where people know him mainly from. Of course, he's been in a million movies. Very sad to hear somebody pass from like a car accident, stuff like this. So super, super bummer of an announcement, and definitely our thoughts and prayers go out to his family and friends. Pat Sajak looking to take his final spin on the wheel. That's right, the longtime Wheel of Fortune host, who has been at the helm of the game show since 1981, is going to step away from the production after the end of his upcoming 41st season. So there you go, man. It's been a wonderful ride. He's going to retire after 41 seasons. Wow. Terrifier 3 is going to be coming to theaters, guys. That's right. Wide release, you know. So Terrifier came out several years ago. A little slasher film. Did okay. They made Terrifier 2. Was in limited release. They made it for $250,000. And due to word of mouth, that movie ended up making over $15 million off a $250,000 budget. And that was in limited release. So Terrifier 3 has been greenlit. the original director is coming back to do it, and they have secured a wide theatrical release for this one. And congratulations, man, because this is a very much old school gory ass horror thriller, and I love that it's going to get a wide release. So keep it gory, guys. Terrifier 3 coming soon. It's supposed to hit in 2024. We have the trailer for Carl's Date, which is Pixar's Up sequel short film that they're going to be doing. It's going to play before Elemental in theaters. We have the trailer for the new Avatar video game, Frontiers of Pandora, which looks awesome. So check that out. We have the trailer for The Horror of Dolores Roach, which is Amazon's new take on Sweeney Todd. That's right. It's an upcoming dark comedy thriller. I actually kind of dug the trailer. I might be checking this one out here. We have the trailer for Winning Time Season 2 coming to HBO and Max. We have the new Paw Patrol trailer, so check that one out there. Venom 3 aiming for an October 2024 release date, so I like the sound of that. Sophie Thatcher has joined the new sci-fi thriller from the Barbarian team called Companion. The Daredevil Born Again TV show has also been shut down again in New York. That's right. Production on the highly anticipated Marvel series has shut down once again due to the writer's strike. So very unfortunate there. All-American Homecoming has been renewed for season 3 over at the CW. And a show that we could have known it was getting canceled the moment we saw the trailer, Gotham Knights. That's right. Gotham Knights has been canceled at the CW, man. They will not be fighting their way to a season 2. We knew the second we saw that trailer, we were like, what a piece of shit. How did this thing ever get greenlit? It definitely wasn't coming back for a season 2. So that one is done. We got an interview, well, not really an interview, but some words up from Ezra Miller at the Flash premiere. It's the first time we've heard him speak out during all this promotional stuff for the Flash. So definitely hear what he had to say there. He definitely had some really good grace on the red carpet and spoke very highly of his cast and crew and director. And it was pretty cool to hear him speak. Let's see here. We got an interview up with director Stephen Cable Jr. talking about Transformers, talking about Haley Steinfeld, maybe what happened there with Bumblebee, test screenings, and that ending I told you to check out. So make sure you check out the article there to find out more. Roku has landed a new Chelsea Peretti comedy called The First Time Female Director. Miles Morales has a panic attack in his upcoming Sony Spider-Verse short. That's right. We have another little Spider-Verse short. We don't know when it's going to hit outside to anybody. It's called The Spider Within, a Spider-Verse story. They aired it at a animation festival and got really good praise, but Sony has not released how anybody else can see it. I'm guessing it'll be a digital short when it hits home video, but that's just my guess because there's been nothing else official at this point. Pixar and Disney are bracing for box office disappointment with Elemental. It's only targeting a $35 million debut, which is a big, big letdown there for Pixar. The Flash is targeting a $70 million opening, which might be disappointing news for Warner Brothers as well, as the movie has cost over $200 million to make. So, you know, needs a little more than 70 mil. And with the high praise coming off this movie, it really shocks me to hear that it's only tracking 70. So we'll see what it does. We have the new trailer for Elio, which is Pixar's next movie, which has aliens abduct a child who pretends to be Earth's leader. So check that out if you're interested. All right, guys. So here's some news here. Disney announced a big change up of their slate today. Through the next several years. And I mean, they're mad shaking up this calendar. So follow along with me as we try to make sense of this thing, right? So here we go. Among the highlights of today's announcements, the live action Moana that The Rock has been talking about officially has a release date now. It'll come out on June 27th, 2025. Good news here is that Marvel is moving Deadpool 3 up. That's right. That movie, Deadpool 3, wasn't going to come out till November 8th of 2024. It's been moved up 7 months and it'll now come out on May 3rd, 2024, which is pretty damn awesome. So that's good news. Not good news for everything else. So an untitled Star Wars movie is debuting on December 18th, 2026. So it's going to be quite a while before we see Star Wars. Avatar 3, this is where we get me, right? Avatar 3 was supposed to come out next year. Avatar 3 has shifted a year, of course. So Avatar 3 will now come out December 19, 2025. Avatar 4 will come out December 21st, 2029. And get this, Avatar 5, December 19th, 2031. I'm literally talking about a movie coming out in 2031. And based on this timeline, that means the final Avatar movie, Avatar 5, will come out 22 years after the original film that came out in 2009. Insane, man. I was really hoping this damn movie wouldn't get pushed back, because Avatar 2 was pushed back for like a decade, and then they filmed Avatar 3 back to back. So I'm just like, why does it need to get delayed another year? Of course they say because the effects are so detailed and there's so much going on that they could take the extra year to polish it up and make it look all nice and pretty. So whatever, I guess I can wait another year, but that's fucking nuts, dude. 2025, 2029, and 2031. All right, other changes include a massive Marvel reshuffling. Captain America Brave New World is moving from its May 3rd, 2024 date to July 26, 2024, so not too bad. But that in turn is delaying Thunderbolts, because Thunderbolts was supposed to come out in July. Now it's going to come out December 20th, 2024. Blade has been pushed to February 14, 2025, and Fantastic Four to May 2nd, 2025. You know what was originally on that May 2nd, 2025 date? Avengers Kang Dynasty, which is now being pushed back an entire year as well. So going from May 2nd, 2025 to May 1st, 2026. God damn, we're not getting another Avengers movie to 2026. I mean, I hope to stay alive for all of this, man. It's taken place of Avengers Secret Wars, which of course has now been bumped as well, jumping another year there. So Avengers Secret Wars jumping from May 1st, 2026 to May 7th, 2027. Please, Lord, don't let me die before 2031 so I can see all the Avatar movies and Marvel movies. Jesus. With the addition of a Star Wars film in December 26, it means that two movies will be set in a galaxy far, far away that will be released in that year. A separate Star Wars movie has been pushed from December 19, 2025 to May 22nd, 2026. Another Star Wars film set for December 17, 2027. Disney has not clarified what movies are what. Elsewhere, the new Alien movie that they're producing by Ridley Scott and directed by Fede Alvarez will open in theaters on August 16th, 2024. Production delays are ongoing as the WGA strike is part of the reason of the total overhaul plan. Disney recently paused filming on Blade and Thunderbolts, which led to a ripple effect on the rest of the interconnected Marvel Cinematic Universe. In regards to Avatar, the space between the sequels will allow the post-production and visual effects departments to continue expanding development and refining the different ecosystems across the vast world of Pandora. We were told, each Avatar film is an exciting but epic undertaking that takes time to bring to the quality level we as filmmakers strive for and audiences have come to expect. That's what producer John Lando wrote. The team is hard at work and we can't wait to bring audiences back to Pandora in December of 2025. Woo! That was a lot. That was a lot. So soak that all in. Big highlights here. Avengers going back a year from 2025 to 2026. Avengers Secret Wars from 2026 to 2027. The Avatar movies all being pushed back. The new Moana on June 27th. The new Alien movie on August 16, 2024. Just so much movement, man. So there you go. Hope that all made sense. Disney Junior doing a new animated series, Disney Junior's Ariel, which will be inspired by the Little Mermaid live action movies. So congratulations there. It's pretty awesome. Scarlett Johansson says her secret Marvel project will still happen and they're still working on that. So very cool there. We have the trailer for Landscape with the Invisible Hand. That's a new sci-fi drama movie. Transformers Rise of the Beast sequel looks to get Stephen Cable Jr. back to direct. He has not signed on yet, but he's in negotiations and I like the sound of it, man. Let's keep that flow going. We have the trailer for Foundation season 2, which brings back the Apple TV Plus show. John Boyega, Jamie Foxx and Tiona Paris are starring in They Clone Tyrone, which finally hits Netflix on July 21st. A lot of people looking forward to that one. Zazie Beetz confirms that she is not coming back for Deadpool 3. No reason why, just that she's not going to be in it. So just so you know there. Idris Elba, Adam Devine, Catherine Hahn are all set to lead a new voice cast for an R-rated animated comedy called Fixed. CBS executives are teasing Fire County or Fire Country spinoffs and perhaps Paramount Plus originals. So we'll see what ends up happening there. The CW show The Professionals is seeking a new home as CW has passed on season 2. Tough as Nails season 5 is joining CBS's summer schedule. Netflix has renewed the Korean hit series Physical 100 for a season 2. Stephen Colbert has extended his late show tenure over at CBS. Sarah Pauly is in talks to direct the live-action Bambi movie. FX's new Emma Corrin murder mystery is coming soon. The limited series, formerly called Retreat, is now called A Murder at the End of the World. It will stream on Hulu, and they're comparing it to Knives Out, which I find very interesting. So, and on that note, that is our show, my friends. Look at us kicking it right around that 40-minute mark once again. I am so damn good. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening, for tuning in, and getting caught up with me on all the latest and greatest when it came to entertainment news. I hope you've enjoyed the show. Spread it. Share it. That's the best free thing you can do for me is tell other people that like this stuff to, hey, if you listen to podcasts, check out Am I on the Air. AmOnTheAir.com is our official webpage. Make sure you bookmark that one there. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Subscribing makes a big deal. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Podcast, Amazon Music, Pandora. We're on everything. Make sure you subscribe. Subscribe to all of it if you listen to it there. Give us a thumbs up, 5-star review, whatever you could do. Help us out. Follow us on Twitter at AmIOnTheAir. You can follow me on Twitter at DXDonMega. Make sure you like us on Facebook, facebook.com/AmIOnTheAir. Give us a follow on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, all simply at Am I on the Air, man. And remember, on TikTok and Instagram, we do 60-second quick thought movie reviews. So make sure you check those out. And then, of course, a shout out to our great affiliates at Red Dragons Radio and the Pop Culture Pros. So make sure you follow on Twitter at Red Dragons Radio. It's reddragonsradio.com. And the Pop Culture Pros, follow on Twitter at pop_pros. And thank you to both sites for always streaming Am I on the Air on demand. That'll do it for me here on this Tuesday, June the 13th. I hope you all have an amazing week. Like I said, I'm going to be checking out The Boogeyman tomorrow. I'll be seeing The Flash on Thursday. So busy, busy, busy. And we'll be talking about it all. And then keep posted if we can get that Am I Still on the Air together. Talk about some Across the Spider-Verse and Transformers with the guys would be great. So stay tuned for hopefully that. And have an amazing week. Take care of yourselves and each other. And until next time, y'all. Peace.
Bye, everybody. Thank you for listening. Red Dragons! Red Dragons!